This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you've tuned in today listening for Bradley, he's down in Florida. He's doing some high school assemblies down there, making our young people aware of our Christian and constitutional heritage. And so keep him in your prayers as he does that. He's having a good time. He's back in his zone, so to speak, there. So I'm Tim Brown, the editor at SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. And for our Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. And I'll be filling in for Bradley today live from the U.S.-occupied great state of South Carolina here in the bunker where it is beautiful and sunny, but chilly. If you'd like to check us out online, our websites are sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You want to get Bradley into your school to talk about our Christian heritage in America here, check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. You want news that are not that's not going to be necessarily the mainstream, check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, if you want to follow us on Facebook, look up Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty. And also, if you want to follow Bradley, you can do so at Twitter at BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1, that's B-R-A-D-L-E-E, 1 on Twitter. Couple things before we start today, because I've got a very special guest that I want you to hear her story. I want you to see the level of corruption that can come just upon one person, okay? We've talked about it in politics. We've talked about it among those who are entrusted to enforce the law. And we're going to see it in the attorney level. We're going to see it there with law enforcement. We're going to see it in the judiciary branch and such. And so if you hear some other things going on, too, please bear with me. I'm in a new area of the house which doesn't have any carpet, and it doesn't tend to muffle a lot of sounds. And with 12 people in the house, it sometimes it can be a little noisy, so I apologize for that in advance. But I do want to direct you over, before we get our guest, to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Just a couple of things I want to highlight, and then we're going to bring her on here in just a moment. Children suffer under a silent church. This is part one by one of our contributors there. You want to check that out and follow the series. If there's a place where our children ought to be protected, it is in the church. It is not. I mean, other places we can probably understand because of man's depravity, but the church is a place where they should be protected. You want to check that out at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, an 84-year-old widow is to be evicted for a Bible study. That's out in California. What good are your gun rights? If you just sit back and say, well, the masters allow me to have as many guns as I want, but you don't uphold all of the law, not just when you want to or when your favorite politician who has your team's jersey on is going around. By the way, for those of you who allege to be on our side, your rights concerning that are very much under attack, not just the Second Amendment, but the Fourth and Fifth Amendment as well, by not just Democrats and not just rhinos, but even under the by the White House through red flag laws and the push for that. That thing has more tentacles on it than anything that you'll find to go after guns. So keep that in mind. Check out the video where the New Zealand police happened to be in a training session when the mosque shooting began. And yes, I got a hold of the full video. Some people were saying there wasn't brass, there wasn't shotgun shells, and this, that, and the other. You can clearly see that. But there is a question about hearing them, at least when he's outside. Inside, it's on carpet, so anyway. And Democrats use Nazi policy to get registration, then confiscation of your guns. That's also at SunsLibertyMedia.com. Now, under a guest, I brought this story to you, I think it was about a week ago, titled Florida, Buying and Selling for Profit, the Right to Sue a Rape Victim, the Deanna Williams story. And I simply asked in the beginning, you know, if you were raped, and then all of these things began to fall in line. And we're talking about something that spanned roughly close to 10 years now. The corruption that this woman has endured and the injustices which she's still seeking to right. And so I want to bring Deanna on. Deanna, thank you for joining the Sons of Liberty. It's good to have you with us.
Hi, Tim. Thank you for having me.
Yes, sure. Now, for people who they'll say, okay, well, I don't know the name Deanna Williams. You know, what's the big deal here? Is this something that I really need to be aware of? And oftentimes I tell people, if this happens to one person, it's not just happening to you. It's probably happening to a multitude of people. It's just maybe they're not given the voice to speak out against it, or they're scared or threatened or whatever. So I wanted to bring you on to kind of just give you this hour to let people know what's going on and just take a step by step through what has happened to you since roughly 2009.
Well, I'm going to ask you to bear with me. Unlike where you are, it is not sunny in Florida right now. It is very rainy. We may have a little bit of, hopefully you can hear me well. It is definitely raining hard right now, so there may be a little bit of noise, but I'll start by saying what happened initially. It was back in late 2009, I was raped, and when it became clear that despite my attorneys bragging about getting a confession, that I was not going to be able to get criminal justice, even after doing all of the things that you think you're supposed to do when something like this happens. You report it immediately. You have faith in the authorities and you believe that an arrest will be made and justice will happen. That didn't occur. So when it became clear that there was not going to be an arrest, I decided to pursue civil justice. And in this happened over the period, I believe it was in, it's hard for me to go back and remember all of the dates and times, but it was around 2010 that a suit was filed, and that was filed by Michael Dolce in Florida.
And okay. Now, Deanna, I kind of introduced a little long, so we're up against a break here, but I'm just going to turn it right back over to you when we come back. So just hang on with us. Folks, buckle up and listen. Be right back.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Before it's news, is proud to be a sponsor of Sons of Liberty Radio, featuring Bradley Dean, live stream on our website at 2 p.m. Monday through Saturday. BeforeIt'sNews.com would like to invite our audience to share Sons of Liberty Radio with your family and friends.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Okay, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. On the line we have with us Deanna Williams, and she's going to be telling your story. Before the break, she was indicating to us that she was raped somewhere in late 2009, and she was carrying on with that when we ran up against the break. So, Deanna, we've got several minutes, about 10 minutes or so before the next break, so if you want to pick up where you were, that would be great. Thank you.
Absolutely. So after we filed a civil suit, to try to get justice on the civil level, my attorney, Michael Dolce, who seemed very competent and very passionate about sexual abuse, he explained that he was sexually abused as a child. And that is what made him so passionate about what he did. He bragged about being able to get a confession in this case, which he said is extraordinarily rare. His attorneys have spoken about that in open court, saying what a good job he did and that he deserved to earn a fee for doing so. However, what happened after deposition and during the pendency of this case is that he missed several important filing deadlines. He walked out of mediation crying and left me stranded in the office, the law offices of the defendant in downtown Fort Myers. It's something that the lawyers all remember to this day because it's very unusual to have something like that happen, naturally. So he leaves. He has several other breakdowns, and he's out of communication with me for a period of time. His co-counsel, who's attorney John Kloon from Colorado, who represented the victim in the Kobe Bryant case, he was brought in by John Kloon. John Kloon, co-counsel, reached out to me and was concerned about Michael Dolce and being out of contact with us. I told him it was probably okay and just give him time to get back in contact. When he did, Michael Dolce demanded that I settle the case immediately. He said we were behind and we missed filing deadlines and we had to settle this case or be in jeopardy of it being dismissed. I was shocked to hear that. He demanded that I immediately authorize him to settle the case within a certain amount, to which I responded that I was happy that he was okay. I was concerned about his well-being as he had gone missing for a period of time, but that I wasn't certain about what he was recommending. And he said if I didn't agree to authorize him to immediately settle, he was withdrawing. So he did withdraw. After he withdrew from the case, I searched for a period of time to try to find someone to take on the case, already being in a compromised position by Mr. Dolce's actions. So I reached out to an attorney who's very well known in handling some high-profile cases of this nature, and I'd hoped to get a referral to a Florida attorney. She wanted to speak with me, and she wanted to take this case on. My first concern was that the first attorney would come back and try to get a fee. I knew that he would need to do that because he had definitely messed up some of his other cases, and he was desperate, possibly, to earn a fee in a case. So she told me that we would have it within the agreement that I could only pay a certain percentage of attorney fees under Florida law anyhow, and she agreed that all prior attorney liens and fees would be paid out of the one fee that I paid her legal team. The case resolved within weeks, and after the case resolved, I was relieved, naturally, and I trusted that she would abide by the terms of the agreement. However, my relief was pretty short-lived when the first attorney who filed suit, Dolce, came back and sued me for a fee. When the attorney who actually settled the case refused to pay that fee. I was left with the Florida partner in that legal team defending both me and himself. That presented a conflict. So I had to hire a new attorney. The Florida partner at no point was willing to raise his hand and say, hey, Judge, we signed on and agreed in the contract to pay all prior liens and fees. Deanna is not responsible. Please remove her from this action. He failed to do that. So in failing to do so, it was clearly a conflict of interest. He was defending both me and himself. I had to hire someone else to defend me. I hired G. Ware Cornell from Weston, Florida, and Mr. Cornell indicated his confidence in my case moving forward and that I had a very strong defense and I would be absolutely okay in this. So we signed a retainer agreement in which I asked him if he would delay receiving payments, as I was expecting a payment that would be coming up, a rather large six-figure payment that would be coming due in November. So the terms of our agreement clearly state that I'll start paying in November. I believe he enters his appearance in the case, and I start traveling with my son, helping my son, who at the time was competing for a running scholarship. And I believe everything is okay. All the documents that Mr. Cornell needs have been provided, and it isn't until several weeks later that I reach out and say, where is anything going on in the case? We should be hearing something. Where Cornell, a few days later, got back to me and said, Deanna, there's a hearing in just a few days, and you have to be there. Naturally, I was surprised by that. I had no idea there was anything upcoming. So we show up in court, and it's in court that day that we find out that a default judgment had been entered against me when no one showed up on my behalf. It wasn't until much later that I found out where Cornell had not entered his appearance in the correct case. He entered his appearance in the underlying rape case, which allowed the attorney who bought the rights to sue me to get a judgment against me, a default judgment against me at that point.
Okay, and all right. Now, let me pause you there a second, because I ran across some information in which a judge had had pointed out that Michael Dolce had not, and let's bring people up to speed. This wasn't like a year later. This is like several years later. This is like, what, 2016 or so?
Correct.
So this judge had said, it had even agreed that Dolce had not submitted evidence that you owed him any money, so or anything. And so, therefore, he didn't have a right to sue you, much less sell, quote unquote, rights to sue, in case people are just blown away by that. Do you want to comment on that?
It is remarkable. That was you're referring to the opinion of the Second District Court in Lakeland.
Yes.
And from what my understanding of the legal documents, and I have to say that I'm not a lawyer, but my understanding is that it states there's no evidence. It doesn't show, they haven't shown evidence to show that the case has merits at trial. And they correctly point out that that case was a contingent fee basis case, so that Mr. Dolce did not have the rights to sue me. He did not have the rights to a fee, much less to later sell the rights to sue me. So he has sold rights that he actually had not earned. But the judge in the case, the Lee County judge, allowed the case to continue anyhow. The Lee County judge actually decided in a closed door meeting in chambers, no evidentiary hearing, no minutes, no record of this meeting, that there would be a judgment against me that would be a series of two judgments. One is for sanctioning me, punishing me for not showing up in court, and some really abusive language calling me out for ignoring the court and not showing up, and really insulting, terrible language that actually refers to my attorney had not entered his appearance on the correct case number. I didn't do anything wrong. I wasn't aware that there was any type of hearing that I had missed. So this was all news to me. But one of the judgments is to punish me for not showing up for my attorney's error. And another judgment is to pay Scott Major not only for fees that they believed Michael Dolce could have earned, but for fees that he put time in the case, so he paid himself for pursuing me. He paid himself after buying the rights to sue me.
Okay. All right, Deanna, we've got about 30 seconds. Let's inform people because they might have missed this. The guy, Scott Major, is the guy who paid $50,000, people, to Michael Dolce to sue Deanna Williams, a rape victim. And he's suing her on the basis of he thinks that Dolce is owed some money when he's not. And on the other side of the break, we're going to pick that up because it gets even more twisted here with the judge who did this to Deanna by selling the rights. So hang on with us. We'll be back after the break.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We call on members of the Venezuelan military to end their support for Maduro, who is really nothing more than a Cuban puppet, and finally set their people free.
President Trump with the Brazilian president by his side at a joint news conference at the White House. President Trump continued,
"As I told President Bolsonaro, I also intend to designate Brazil as a major non-NATO ally, or even possibly, if you start thinking about it, maybe a NATO ally."
Vice President Mike Pence is touring parts of the Midwest that have been damaged by flood areas. At least four people are dead in Iowa and Nebraska from the historic Midwest floods. Nebraska Republican Senator Ben Sasse on what his state needs the most.
"So right now we're still in the response phase. What we need is no more rain and lots of neighbors helping neighbors right now."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators, beautiful floors for less.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. A 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you've tuned in listening for Bradley, he's down in Florida where our guest is, taking on some high schools down there, sharing with the young people of America, America's Christian heritage, pointing out things of how the system and oftentimes teachers and those who are supposed to be in authority lie to them or don't tell them or just simply don't tell them the truth about our foundations, calling them back to that, calling them back to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and our Lord Jesus Christ. And on the line with us, we have she is a Christian woman, and we've talked about that before. And Deanna Williams is telling us her story. She was raped in 2009, and as a result of being a victim of rape, she's also been, for lack of a better term, raped by the system, including judges, attorneys, them failing to be brought to any sort of discipline or justice for their, I don't know if it's incompetence or collusion or what. We're going to get to some of that in a little bit. But Deanna, you were mentioning some of this as we're going into the break, how this right to sue you from one attorney goes to another attorney by the name of Scott Major. And he bought the right to sue you from Michael Dolce for $50,000. But it's way, way more money that they're seeking to get from you. And in fact, you're being threatened right now, right this moment, with arrest in the state of Florida and Lee County there.
I am. I received an email warning from an attorney that I might be arrested and I could be arrested very quickly. Scott Major, the attorney who bought the rights to sue me, is seeking to have the judge issue a writ of bodily attachment and force me to fill out onerous financial documents, so many financial documents that years of financial documents that are impossible to provide. I am trying to set a time to have deposition and to give my testimony and say what happened, get my voice finally on record in this case. My voice has not been heard. I have never been allowed in this case that has continued for almost 10 years. I have never been allowed to speak in court. The court has not, doesn't know what I sound like because they haven't heard me speak at all. It's mind-boggling that my right to defend myself has been stripped from me. And I believe that was somewhat strategic. As you referred to earlier, the second district court in Lakeland issued an opinion that said they had not seen evidence that this case could prevail at trial. And just like we've all seen, I believe, it play out at the national level, there was an insurance policy that may have been in place by those who planned on intercepting a payment that they knew I was to receive. Attorney Ware Cornell, prior to a judgment being entered against me, reached out to an attorney who was responsible for making a $200,000 payment for sending that directly to me. Ware Cornell, who is the attorney who filed his appearance under the inactive rape case and failed to show up on my behalf, I had a conversation with him asking him to withdraw from the case when I learned there had been a default judgment against me so I could hire someone to defend me and give me my voice back and my ability to have that judgment set aside and have a defense in this case and go on record for myself and say what actually happened. Mr. Cornell at that time told me I would not be able to hire an attorney and fight the judgment. He said, you're not going to be able to do that, Deanna. And I said, you know that I'm receiving a payment and I will do that. He said, no, you can't afford to do that and you won't be getting that payment. And I said, you know that the court in Lakeland has already decided there can be no freeze orders on my payment, no withholding orders before the court. And he said, it's in my trust account, Deanna. And I said, at that point, I used some pretty colorful language in the courtroom, outside the courtroom, I should say, and asked him, how on earth have you received this money? He said he reached out to the attorney who was responsible for paying it, said he was authorized to receive that money, and he would be keeping that for safekeeping.
Now, Deanna, just so people don't get confused, the money that he accepted was $200,000, and the attorney you're referring to that he got it from was the defendant in the K in your rape case. So he just interjected himself, and I can testify, people, I had a conversation, very brief, which is recorded with Mr. Cornell, in which he said he had inherent rights to that money, which he does not, because I've also read the retainer that Ms. Williams has provided. So I just want to make sure that people are clear because there's a lot of things going on here. I want them to understand there are a number of attorneys in the state of Florida who are doing things that are unethical and they need to be brought to justice. And we're going to give information on how people can speak out on your behalf. We will be your voice. That's why we're having on here. We're going to be your voice to bring about justice against these crooks.
Thank you, Tim. I appreciate that. I need people to reach out to the Attorney General's office, to call Governor DeSantis. Both are well aware of the situation that's taking place right now in Lee County Court. It is unbelievable. And if I had heard of this case, if it weren't happening to me, I would have a hard time believing it. It's unreal. After the theft, of course, I told Attorney Cornell, you must immediately return the funds to me. You must return the funds to me. You cannot withhold my funds. You are not authorized to receive them, and you know it. He informed me he had already promised to pay those funds to the person who bought the rights to sue me in communications that they had had that I was not aware of. And I was livid. I went to the attorney, Mike Chianopoulos, who referred me to Ware Cornell. Mike Chianopoulos had a conversation with Ware Cornell in which I was present, and he asked him, where did you have authorization to receive anything on Deanna's behalf? Ware said, using some very colorful language that I can't repeat here, where said he didn't, and that he was concerned with what I was going to do because I threatened to go to law enforcement. He then, again, reiterated that he had promised that money previously, before he intercepted it, to the attorney who had bought the rights to sue me, so opposing counsel. Apparently there was some kind of communication that I'm not privy to in which an arrangement was made between them. And he would then, I'm not sure how that money has been distributed. I'm not making any accusations, but I would like to see where my stolen funds have gone.
Well, they obviously haven't gone to you, and he had no authorization. Again, your retainer doesn't state that at all. In fact, it states that when you receive that money, you can pay him for his services, which I think were $15,000 in November. But even beyond that, if people find this hard to believe, the judge who allowed Scott Major, and if there are a lot of names getting lost here, just listen through this or go read the article at sonsoflibertymedia.com, because I kind of break it down where it's in a timeline so that you can understand. The judge who allowed this sale of rights, so to speak, to sue you, which is goofy to me because Scott Major has no right to sue you. You haven't injured him, damaged him. You didn't even do that with Michael Dolce. In fact, if we look at it, the reverse is true. He injured you. But the judge in the case, Rosman, this guy, shortly after he allowed this quote-unquote sale to take place behind closed doors and everything, this guy was arrested in a prostitute sting in February of 2018. You want to let people know about that as well?
Yes, remarkably. This is something that I have heard rumors that he had a very colorful private life and that he hired prostitutes and some things that, since this is a family show, I'm not going to repeat the details of what I heard. But it was pretty shocking, and at the time, I didn't believe that. I just, at many points, wondered why this judge is making decisions that are contrary, that seemingly contrary to the law, and also so biased against me. It seemed that he was just punishing me at every turn, and I couldn't catch a break. There was no effort to protect me when the attorney was representing me, who was also defending himself. Most judges may point that out as a conflict and speak up on my behalf. There was no effort to protect me. And it became clear when I heard on the news that Judge Rosman had been arrested in a prostitution sting in the city that's just south of where I've lived for about the past 12 years, and that he resisted arrest. And this was just weeks after he decided behind closed doors that the judgment against me and the amount of money that I should be punished would be over $1 million. And for someone who has multiple sclerosis, who's dealing with PTSD still from past events, I have just been stunned at how anyone would arrive at thinking that possibly collectible. I'm not someone who has assets. I have not received that kind of money ever. The amount of money that I have a very hard time just surviving right now. I didn't make money. There was no money made in my pursuit of justice. But this person is using this because they believe, the person who bought the rights to sue me, believes that there is money to be made in going after the bigger name attorney who initially breached the contract.
Right,
and did not
right.
pay attorney fees.
Right.
I'm essentially a human slave.
Right. We're up against the break. Final segment coming up. Deanna Williams, folks, you cannot make this stuff up. Hang on with us.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, and this day of sissified Christianity is sure is good to know. This is a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Okay. Welcome back. Final segment, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We have with us on the line Deanna Williams telling her just unbelievable story, but it is real. And if you people are listening on the other side and you're going, how in the world does this all happen to one person? How twisted can this be? I just got a comment that the attorneys who are involved with Deanna very well may be in the same kind of rings that Judge Rossman is in. I don't know how Deanna feels about that, but before we bring Deanna back for the final 10 minutes here in this final segment, what I want to do is, people, you say, what can I do to help? Well, I can tell you what you can do to help. You can contact the office of Governor Ron DeSantis at 850-488-7146 and tell him to do his duty in dealing with these people. You can contact Attorney General Ashley Moody at 850-414-3300 and tell her to do her duty, not against Ms. Williams, but against these corrupt attorneys who are involved, every single one of them. And you can contact the Florida Bar, 850-561-5600. If you're looking for the story, all this information is there, along with links to emails, even to Lieutenant Governor Nunes on Sons of Liberty Media.com. Just put in Deanna Williams, D-E-A-N-N-A, Williams. You'll find the story. All that information is there. Look, if this was your wife, if this was your daughter, if this was your mother, if this was your aunt, or whoever, wouldn't you do the same thing and more? Look, we've got to stand up and we've got to bring about justice. That's what this radio is about. It's not about talk anymore. It's about doing, and that's why we've got Deanna on. Okay, Deanna, we've got about roughly 8 minutes, 8.5 minutes to go. So let's make them count.
Okay, Tim. Thank you for getting that information out there. I really appreciate it. I need help in this. I can't begin to unravel this disaster on my own. The attorneys who targeted me knew that I was in a weakened position, and I believe that's why they targeted me, and they are hoping that I will run out of strength and run out of energy and that they win and that they're not brought to justice and accountability. Please help me, Tim, and remind me of where we left off.
We had talked about Ware Cornell. We had talked about the fact that he had stolen the funds. We had talked about the fact that even I had verified, I played for you, the conversation I had with him, which was very brief because he said it was inherent, hung up on me. I need to learn the definition, which I did. He didn't have an inherent right to money that he did not settle for, that you settled for with another attorney, and was your money. He did not have a right to intercept that. That is an that is a serious ethics violation. It is theft. I don't know any other way to say it. So we were dealing with that, and I think that's pretty much where we had gotten to at the point. I think that's where we left off.
Right. This is definitely a first-degree grand theft that occurred. And I have not been able to bring him to justice on this due to continued constant pressure. When he left the case with that theft, it left me in a position where I didn't have counsel to turn to. For a period of time, attorney Mike Chianopoulos represented me, and he withdrew his representation because he believed I had damaged his reputation in telling the story and asking questions, wanting to know what happened in that closed-door meeting in which the judge decided that me, a woman with MS, without significant financial resources, should somehow pay over $1 million. That's when it started to become clear that what they want from me is not only the money that has been taken from me, but the person who bought the rights to sue me for $50,000 also submitted to the court an agreed entry that stated that all future payments would irrevocably be transferred to him and anything in this case that would belong to him. Now, for those who don't understand, an agreed entry is when both sides agree. And I did not agree, most certainly would never have agreed, that any additional money would go to this person who had bought the rights to sue me. It just flies in the face of reason. But the court didn't spot this issue, and the fraudulent agreed order that Scott Major presented to the court withheld an additional payment in not only the $200,000 theft in 2017, but another theft in 2018. That money went directly to Scott Major. I lost my home a few weeks ago due to this theft. I am trying to figure out, with serious medical complications that become more complicated with the stress that I'm dealing with, how to move forward and how to get justice. And I am on my own in this. I am the weak one, and they are taking full advantage. I am asking for assistance to anyone who can reach out and help me get the assistance that I need and hold these people accountable.
Well, I can tell you, we have some attorneys who do listen in the audience. I know that. I know that some of them are pretty faithful in what they do. And this is why I wanted to bring you on, because I want people to hear your story. This has been a localized story. You've not been using it to try to profit from or anything like that. And it's been going on nearly a decade. And the only people getting any money out of this are the attorneys. I mean, I think you received a small payment, and we're not going to get into it because the time is short, but we're going to be doing some follow-up articles. I'm going to do one on this thing that we mentioned where the judge has already ruled there's no evidence for you to be sued in the first place. I'm going to do one on that. But additionally, people need to understand, when you went to report this rate within 24 hours, the undersheriff there, who, by the way, let's just point out, then Governor Rick Scott, was it last year, I believe, made this guy sheriff in the place of Governor Scott's brother. And people need to understand what's going on, because you don't just have MS. I mean, you faced another issue, and I don't want to bring that out yet because I want to write something on that so that we can deal with it properly. But you're facing something from that, your pregnancy, from this sheriff, who was the undersheriff at the time when you reported him. And he wanted you to murder your baby, and you said, no way. That's what caught my eye, was your courage to say, I'm not going to do that. That's crazy.
Right. When I refused to have an abortion, it became a very intimidating and threatening situation, and I am currently still dealing with those threats. So now for the attorney Scott Major, this is what is particularly difficult to imagine. This person wants to have me arrested for contempt of court for failing to provide documents that are literally impossible to provide. And I am facing arrest and being turned over into the hands of the person that I fear, who has been a threat to my well-being and my health. It is just beyond comprehension. I am doing my best to survive minute by minute and pray that somehow justice prevails and the truth is brought into the light.
Well, God tells us that he is there for the orphan and for the widow, and I believe he's there for you if you just stand fast in that. Deanna, I want to thank you for being on. We've got about 2 minutes. I want to give this information out again to people so they can speak out on your behalf. If they're wanting to silence you, then the people need to speak up. If you're saying, what can I do? Maybe we can talk to Deanna. We can set up something that goes directly to her where nobody else has access to help her financially. Maybe we can look at doing that. I'll talk to you about that after this, but I do want to get that information back out to people. Deanna, thank you for coming on the Sons of Liberty.
Thank you, Tim. I appreciate it.
Sure, sure. All right, that's Deanna Williams. Now, again, if you're a person that says, well, what can I do? What can I do? And I know a lot of people in America, they hear Bradley's message, and they go, well, what can we do about it? Okay, this is simple, folks. This is real simple. You got a telephone? Pick it up. Dial Governor DeSantis's office, 850-488-7146. 850-488-7146. Mention Deanna Williams' name. Ask why somebody has not dealt with the corruption among the judges and among the attorneys all throughout these 10 years. All right? You want to do something? Contact Attorney General Ashley Moody. All right? They're in Florida. 850-414-3300. 850-414-3300. You want to bring justice to some corrupt lawyers? I mean, Jesus, sit there. Read Matthew 23. He went after the lawyers of the day, and he woed them to death to the point he says, I'm leaving your house desolate. And 40 years later, he utterly destroyed Jerusalem. You want to deal with those corrupt attorneys? The Florida Bar, 850-561-5600, 850-561-5600. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, put in Deanna Williams as your search, and you'll find the article. All that information is there in case you missed it. In 23 hours, I'm going to be back. I'm going to be covering for Bradley as he continues to go into America's schools to let the young people know about our Christian foundation. Till then.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.